This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday to call for a tougher government response to a wave of jihadist attacks that has destabilized the West African country in recent years. Some traveled hundreds of kilometers to attend the opposition-led demonstration in Ouagadougou, where protesters waved the red and green Burkinabe flag and blew whistles. Groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, originally based in neighboring Mali, have embedded themselves across the north and east of the country, launching regular attacks on civilians, including one in June that killed more than 130 people. Pressure has increased on President Roch Kabore to take control and end a humanitarian crisis in which violence has displaced more than a million people. A Vatican judge on Saturday ordered 10 people, including Italian Cardinal Angelo Becciu, to stand trial for alleged financial crimes, including embezzlement, money laundering, fraud, extortion, and abuse of office. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Pope Francis fired Becciu last year, who has maintained his innocence during a two-year investigation. He has become the highest-ranking Vatican-based church official to be indicted for alleged financial crimes. As per church law, the Pope personally approved the judge's decision to investigate and indict Becciu. The charges against him include embezzlement and abuse of office. Italian brokers Gianluigi Torsi and Raffaele Mincione were indicted on charges of embezzlement, fraud and money laundering. Torsi, for whom Italian magistrates issued an arrest warrant in April, was also charged with extortion. Both have denied wrongdoing.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony.